And a very good evening to my listeners. This is GMC, and well, you might have been expecting Room IOI with Estera. Unfortunately, Estera did not get a show together, so well, you'll have to do with me, and I am going to entertain you all with a bit of 8-bit music. The first song we listened to was Occidental Nemesis by Panic. That's Panic with a Q. You can find him on Jamendo. Well, I'm live from Studio RevSpace, just improvising. I mean, I just heard this afternoon that I had to do a show, but we'll see where it goes. It was a nice night at RevSpace tonight. It's about 11 o'clock in the evening here. We had some things going on. There was a meeting of the Project Lodge. They did something with Ruby on Rails here. At the same time, there was a lot of air hockey playing going on. More on that later, because that's an important subject to us. And just people hanging out and chatting, hacking, and whatever. Moving on, I have another song for you. This one is made on a ZX Spectrum 48K. So that is with the Zilog Z80 processor, which only has one pin for music. So this is 1-bit music. These guys, this is a song from 2010. These guys, they do things with this one pin that, well, basically are not possible. Let's listen to that. Gotta love that. What these guys do with one pin. Brilliant. So this scene is actually quite alive. This song is from last year, 2010. Well, while we're at it, I've got another song in the same genre, also on the ZX Spectrum, with, well, it's also from 2010. It's Mr. Beep. I've played him before, and this song is called Nebula Fight.
Brink.
Hello, Brink.
That's not what I meant. Well, anyway, Brink and I are waving into the microphone, saying hello to all those wonderful listeners tuning into Hackerspace's signal this evening or sometime down the road on the podcast. We are waving currently from San Antonio Pier in Ibiza, Spain. Brink, any interesting things from the future you have to say for 2011? Any interesting news?
The future has excellent cocktails and wonderful weather and beautiful beaches and clean air. Or at least that's what Ibiza has, and I plan to be here forever.
Sounds like a plan. And a very interesting car is driving around. I think I see a Russian ragtop. I'm not sure Citroen, but interesting little space cars going around. But I do have to say, it is the future. But sad to say, so far, everyone, no flying cars. Anyway.
No flying cars.
Yeah, no flying cars, Brink. So anyway, this is Brink and Eric. Say hi again, Brink.
Hi again, Brink.
And we just wanted to say hello to everyone tuning in and listening later in the podcast to Hackerspace's signal and wish you a wonderful new decade. Cheers.
Bye.
Yes, thank you, Eric and Brink. I'm not at all jealous that you're in Ibiza and I'm in cold, wet, rainy Netherlands. Well, that was a special song for my friends from Whitespace in Ghent. Airwolf, of course, in a rendition by Frank T, also on the ZX Spectrum. With the Z80, just one bit, they do pulse width modulation, they do I don't know what, and they do it very successfully. Meanwhile, I hope that Brainsmoke will join me in a minute to talk about forbidden numbers and giveaway actions, but not after another short song. Thank you. So that was a song on the Atari it was Walek by Mruxi. I hope I pronounced it all right. I got that from the ASMA database. It's asma.atari.org. They have about 3,000 songs from the original Ataris. So you can download them, and you even can download a special player, which I had to run on the Wine on Linux. But there's probably better ways to do that if I had the time. Meanwhile, if you are wondering about the Z80 songs, the ZX Spectrum songs that I played, three in total, you can find those and a lot more on z80.i-demo.pl. They have a lot of these songs. So just in case you're wondering what happened to Room IOI with the Stera, I'm wondering as well, actually. You know what? I'm just going to try and see if we can get her on the phone, because I can't explain what happened. Maybe she can. There we go. If the SIP gods are... I love that girl, but sometimes she... she manages to... hi there, Astera. This is GMC.
Hi.
Hey, and you're live in the radio show again tonight. I mean, it's the third time, I guess.
Good God, yes. Actually, I just saw this is a blocked number. I was like, oh, Christ, this is Negios. I must have overseen something.
No, it's...
Because I'm on call. And every time I get a call from a blocked number, I'm like, it's Negios. So usually nobody is talking on the other end.
Shit.
I'm relieved. You've hardly ever met me so relieved on the phone.
No, it's nothing I can help. I mean, it's a VoIP number from Luxembourg, so... That's how it works. But I was trying to explain to my listeners why we are listening to me talking and playing 8-bit music instead of Room IOI with the lovely Astera. What happened?
As always, I fail. To be more precise, it's like you told me yesterday that, am I aware that I'm doing Room IOI tomorrow? And I was like, oh, she?
Am I the only one paying?
Yeah, apparently. So I tried to score myself an interview with Jesse. Jesse Burns, who was 2023, and he was given a talk together with Pete Ecclesbury. I'm not sure I can pronounce his name. From the ESF. Whereas Jesse himself is an independent security researcher, more or less. He has his own. He works for his own company. And they were talking about the SSLiverse. Did you by any chance happen to see this talk?
I have seen one half talk at 27C3, not more, unfortunately.
Good God.
Oh, wow.
I was already coughing in the show before.
You still don't sound totally recovered from last week.
No, not really. I also still have my fever. And just today, there's rumors on Twitter. I think Humpa Freak started them, GD from Berlin, who also got the flu thing. And I think he had he took his kid to the doctor to see why his kid had a flu. And turns out it's swine flu. So.
Oh, it's a swine flu after all. Wow.
Well, there we go, right?
So if it's on Twitter, it's true.
But, you know, since the CCC does not want the Congress to move from this building, we're thinking of probably, you know, firing up some biological warfare against hackers. So they probably minimize the number of hackers that go to Congress next year.
I think you just
and
might be right.
And have it at CCC.
that's exactly it. So about the show, I mean, that doesn't sound good. I'm gonna leave
to
recover later on. I mean, about the show, I mean, you've got 4 weeks now to prepare, because so I'm telling you now, so you know.
This is good.
How can we make this work? Should we put SMS notifications in the signal computer, or?
Yeah, probably. Do you have Negus running? Because you see, if Negus gives me a call from a blocked number, I will pick up. I will be frightened to death, but I will pick up.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Well, it was nice to talk to you for a bit there. I hope we get more of your Room IOI, despite the planning problems and whatever might happen. And I hope your cough clears up soon.
I hope so.
Yeah, speak to you soon. Well, so there you have it. No show by Estera, but she has 4 weeks now to prepare for the next one, so all should be good. Well, I think it's time for a bit more music. I've got another song from the key generator jukebox that I featured in Def Random last year as well. This one is the Painkiller Crack Throw. It's by FFF. Have fun. Wow, so that was a nice song. Meanwhile, I'm joined in the studio finally by someone. Actually, we are the last ones in the space, aren't we, Brainsmoke?
Well, I see some shit. Oh no, it's a flag.
It's a flag. Okay, no. So there's
maybe we're alone.
They've deserted us. Actually, that's strange because we just had a new shipment of Mate, didn't we?
Indeed.
There was a bit of a panic because we ran out of Clubmate. But luckily, just as I finished the last one, Fubar came with a new stack of Club Mate. So we're all good now. So Brainsmoke, tell me, you've been experimenting with forbidden numbers, illegal
Ooh,
numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Tell me something about this. First, let's start. What is the number?
The number is 1312.
1312. I don't see... cops coming in. What is this number? What is this about? Why is it illegal? How can a number be illegal?
Well, apparently some football fans have been fined because they wore a shirt with the number 1312 on it.
1312.
Yeah. Apparently, it means A B.
Oh, I get it. So the first letter of the alphabet and the third one and the well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And A C A B stands for all cops are bastards. So well, yeah, it's quite a big
it's a big leap from the number to I mean and that's it's illegal to say that all cops are bastards.
Yeah, well, in the Netherlands it's forbidden to insult a police officer, so
well, it's not insulting, right? It's stating a fact.
Yeah.
It's that amazing.
Those things aren't mutually exclusive.
Okay, I get it. Well, and you've apparently committed an illegal act here because you immediately went and out. So they were fined. This was news, and you thought, well,
Yeah, let's tweet it.
Let's tweet it. So you tweeted it.
Yeah.
And then you made a mistake.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd put a hashtag of freedom of speech in the same way in my tweet also, but apparently
shit, numbers.
I made a mistake, so it's rot 25, so...
Doesn't this get... Okay. Doesn't this get ambiguous, though? I mean, if you have 1, 2, 6, is that 1, 2, 3, is it 12 and 3, or is that 1 and 23?
Yeah, well, with the larger number, I just put dashes between them, so rest assured they can decipher the code.
But does that work? Hashes in dashes in hashtags?
No, it doesn't. But
so you messed up completely.
Indeed.
Well, great. Thanks for sharing this news with us. I think it's time for a bit more of music. No Show with GMC is complete with a bit of Spintronic, my favorite Game Boy artist from France. Actually, I should visit him sometime and ask him some questions and make him play some beautiful music. Anyway, this song, it's My Name is Boy, Game Boy. Yes, that was nice. I like calling people, actually, so maybe I'll just call someone else. We are going to do another surprise call. I mean, this is one of our most loyal listeners. He's been listening from the beginning and encouraging, and well, especially with the 8-bit music. He's from the UK. Let's see if he's... he should be listening, so by all means, he should pick up. It's always a surprise if they do, though. Well, maybe he has to find his phone. Well, it's all the way to the UK. That's not that far from the Netherlands.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service.
Okay, so that's not going to work. Well, that's a pity. I guess he's a bit shy. Well, luckily I still have Brainsmoke here. So Brainsmoke, we did a giveaway action thing type a couple of weeks ago, right?
That's right.
What did we give away? A ticket for 27C3. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did meet. Did you meet Petter from Telecomics?
No, not yeah. No, actually, I didn't. Or okay. Maybe I did, but I did. Yeah.
He was in the hardware lab at some point. So, okay. Yeah. But yeah, that was fun. So we've been talking about that. We actually are going to do that a bit more often, right?
Yeah. That yeah would be nice. I think.
So actually, one of the things we have to give away is a gift from Jimmy P. Rogers.
That's
because
right.
Because we gave him a nice shirt, and he gave us a
LOL board.
What? A LOL shield.
LOL shield
for the Arduino. It's an LED display, right? That you can put funny messages on it and put it on your belt and whatnot. Yeah. So, but now we have to come up with some more challenges, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be...
Maybe we should have a challenge to come up with challenges.
Oh, that's a good one. If anyone's listening and has a good challenge for our giveaway action, let us know on signal@hackerspaces.org.
Don't tell anyone else because... Well.
No, don't tell your friends so that they can solve the challenge and win the prizes. Because we will know. We have a file on everyone. We mind Facebook and LinkedIn and we know who your friends are. So, yeah, be careful with that. Well, I guess that makes it time for another bit of music, which is, in this case, we move on to a somewhat more, well, should I say modern hardware. It's a Commodore Amiga. We have a song by Joachim Soppe. It's called Flesh for Fantasy. It's from a demo on the Amiga. We all remember those demos fondly. So without further ado, Flesh for Fantasy. We'll be right back. Wow, that's an abrupt end. Well, that's how it was with these MODs. So meanwhile, I think I was a bit disappointed that my friend didn't pick up. What do you think, Brainsmoke? Should I just try again?
Well, you can always try again.
True, I can always try. Let's just see if the VoIP gods are favored and if he will pick up. So again, long-time listener from the UK.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Dark Action. This is GMC, and you're on the air at Signal.
Oh, great.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, thanks.
Ah, cool. That's good to hear. So you've been one of our most loyal listeners, actually. I think you.
Oh, really?
You were listening at show one already, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, you were listening live even. That's brilliant. Why do you keep hanging on? Sorry?
Well, probably with a 10-second delay with buffering.
Well, I call that life. So, tell me, what keeps you hanging on to these shows?
Well, because I get to hear about a whole other world that doesn't really have such a presence over here in the UK. So, it's just good to hear what you guys get up to, etc. A lot of interesting things going on.
Well, I'm glad we... We can do something in that regard. We also share our love for 8-bit music, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. Especially slight chip tunes.
The chip tunes, yeah. So
and
this was...
Well,
what's that? An echo, I think. So the song I was just playing was not a chip tune, right? It was an Amiga, it was a mod, a tracker module. So it was just 8-bit samples. But I still tend to like them. But you're not that much a fan of those, are you?
Sorry, could you say that again?
Like the Amiga 500, like the tracker modules. What do you think of those?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not chip tunes.
I actually mostly listen to those when you use CD32 because you get thousands on a disc.
All right. So are there any chip tune artists that are your favorite?
Well, there's mainly going to be C64 ones that did the original games tunes. Right, I don't know, David Whittaker and probably huge list. But so there's also, is it Mr. Beep? Comes up with pretty impressive stuff.
Oh yeah, and the ZX Spectrum with the 1-bit music.
Yeah.
He is brilliant. Yeah, I just found a whole trove of ZX Spectrum music. I'll give you the URL there. I gave it on the show, so...
Cool.
Yeah. I've got some more chip tunes actually. It's not from the C64. It's from the Amstrad CPC, another classic out there.
That's one I have.
You have one?
Yeah. Well, CPC 464.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. Then I should come around to your place sometime and get some of the tunes played on the real machine because I don't have one. And of course, it never sounds as good in the emulator as it does on the real machine.
No, definitely not.
It's not. So this is actually one of the themes from OutRun. There's a lot of versions of OutRun out there. For me, it's the best video game ever, especially the one in the arcades with the car that tilts. But this is the one from the Amstrad PC. And, we're going to listen to that. Tom, thanks for picking up the phone and listening to us. And, I hope to meet you again soon.
Okay, cheers.
Bye.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's another abrupt end. Well, that's how it goes with these things. So, just breaking news. There is apparently... there is a... how do you call it? There's a part of Almere, a city in the Netherlands, that you can't send mail to. Why? Why, Brain Smoke?
Well, apparently it's insulting to the police to say or wear anything with the number 1312, because apparently is code for all cops are bastards. So, but Almere has parts of Almere have a postal code 1312. So, when you go live there, people will insult the police will probably feel insulted when people send you mail. So
they will, yeah, and they should seize those letters, and I mean arrest the people who send them, because it's an outrage just sending 1312 on your letters. It shouldn't be allowed. It's a danger to our society. Meanwhile, I've been playing a bit of classic chip tunes. There's also a lot of mixes. How do you say? It's a crossover between traditional music with analog instruments and chip tunes. A fine example is a recent release by C-Jeff. He's a Russian musician, and he's been combining guitar drums with chip tunes. He's released a brilliant album. It's a collaboration. I do not know the name of the other artist, I'm sorry, but you can look it up. The album is called Telido Fusion, which is difficult to pronounce. Anyway, you can find this on his website, c-jeff with double F, cjeff.org, and then /music/albums, which you can click through the menus. It's a brilliant album. You should definitely check it out. Just after listening to this preview, you will probably agree that this is a very nice musician. here are the latest results from the RevSpace Air Hockey League. On the 10th position, we find ControlSoft with 1602 points. On the 9th position, we find Elmer with 1606 points. Number 8 is Hans G with 1607 points. Number 7, Terifra with 1611 points. On number 6 is Yurt with 1618 points. We move into the top 5. Number 5, Bami Eater, 1620 points. Number 4, Sean, 1623. Number 3, Fubar, 1719 points. On number 2, we find Brainsmoke with 1777 points. That should be an illegal number. And on number 1, still undefeated with 1910 points, we find Intor. Another classic from the Amiga 500. This was from the demo, Mega Demo 2, by the group Budbrain. The artist is called Rene Bitstrap. And this is something from 1990, so this is 20 years old, actually. It says here in my notes, it has an abrupt end. Well, don't they all? And with that, this show is over again. I thank you all for listening. I thank Estera for giving up a slot unwantedly to let me play some 8-bit. The last song I have queued for you is a personal favorite of mine. It's my KLF, the musician is Basshead, and the song is called Tripping to Neptune. It's a 12-minute long song. I won't be able to play it all. Just look it up on the internet. It's there, and it's a nice song for, Tripping to Neptune. Thank you.